As was reported earlier this week by WMNF, the top leaders of the Hillsborough County Democratic Party have resigned after what has been described as incorrect handling of party money by the treasurer. Michael Suarez and Deborah Cope were elected together just over a year ago to take over the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee. Indications had been that the party, riven by dissent under the leadership of previous chair Janae Murphy, was getting its act together, which is to elect Democrats in the county. But in details published in this morning's Tampa Tribune, an incident involving Treasurer Thomas Squires led to the duo's resignations. Squires allegedly removed $1,200 in cash from a party account through an ATM. He told party officials he took the money, but said that it had been lost or stolen. He then replaced it with his own money. At a meeting on December 21st, Suarez and other party officials asked Squires for his resignation. But later, Squires asked to rescind that resignation. Suarez said it was too late, but other party officials backed Squires. Mike Suarez spoke to WMNF this afternoon about his resignation.
Let's start from the beginning. The treasurer had taken out some money. We had a discussion to ask him to resign. He did resign. He gave me his letter with all the materials. The next day, he wanted to rescind his resignation, which I refused to rescind. The argument that was solved last night was whether or not I had the right to accept his resignation. I disagree with what the HCDEC has decided. It is my duty as a signatory on the campaign finance reports that have come out every quarter that I was not going to be someone that would sign off a report with a treasurer that had done something that was so egregious.
Okay, so is it in essence because Mr. Squires, the treasurer here, Tom Squires, who originally resigned and then he rescinded that resignation, and the parties allowed him to get back into the good graces of the DEC, that you disagree with that?
Exactly. I had resigned previously. I resigned on December 27th because I had received some email traffic from some folks within the party saying that I did not have the right to accept the resignation. At that point, I wanted to go ahead and let them start out a clean slate because I was not going to continue as the chair. I was not going to sign off on any campaign finance reports, which would delay and give potential penalties for the delay to the local Democratic Party if we didn't file our paperwork. But I was not going to sign off on a quarterly report this term.
Mike, just to go back again on the actual nature of these events here that happened here with involving Mr. Squires, do you look at it in a way as that your leadership was questioned because, in fact, when you decided to make a decision, others in the party didn't back you?
Well, partly is that it's a dispute as to whether or not I can accept a resignation. It makes no sense to be chairman if someone resigns and then they can just wiggle out of it, regardless of what you might think of that person. You know, he was a duly elected official. I could not take him out, remove him forcibly. The only way that we could remove him was through a long, drawn-out process in which we would have to have charges filed against him with both the Credentials Committee and through the Florida Democratic Party. I found that to be counterintuitive to what we were trying to do as a party. We want to go forward, and we wanted to look forward to this coming year as an election year and not as another petty fight among each other. Unfortunately, because he decided to rescind his resignation, it's become exactly what I thought it would become if he stayed in. It's unfortunate that it's happened this way, but, you know, we... I made the decision to resign in order to let them have a clean slate, let them elect a whole new chair and vice chair, and let them go forward from there.
Mike, it's just a disappointment the way this has all gone down.
Absolutely. We had put a lot of time and energy in trying to rebuild this party. As you know, this past summer we had a very successful Jefferson Jackson dinner, which was a good fundraiser for us. Over the course of this year, we have been trying to build up our campaign finance and our campaign volunteers ready to go out and win both for our national candidates and for our local candidates. Unfortunately, this has come about, and hopefully it will not have a long-term effect on the Democratic Party. But again, you know, that's up to those members that have decided to go forward with Mr. Squires as the treasurer.
Mike Suarez, when you came in, when did you come back? When were you elected as a DEC chair?
In December of last year.
Okay, right. So roughly about...
Or it should have been December of 2006, excuse me.
Sure thing. Yeah, a little over a year ago. And of course, as many of our listeners know, the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee was rocked in the past, in the recent past, with issues, with problems emanating from the leadership and a lot of people inside the DEC and other Democrats who didn't want to participate in the DEC because they thought there was just too much internal machinations going on that were detrimental to leading the party to elect Democrats in the county, which of course is what it's all about. You came in, certainly with a fresh slate. Deborah Cope is your vice chair. And it seemed like you said there was success going on last year. You had an extremely popular dinner last summertime. And now, again, though, the leadership is stepping down. For some people, they're going to say that the Hillsborough County Democrats just can't seem to get their act together. What would you say to that?
I would say that people are going to have that perception, but there are a lot of good people that are involved in the Democratic Executive Committee who have worked tirelessly to make sure that we have a focused campaign effort next year. Unfortunately, there are also a smaller group of people that are more concerned with esoteric or petty things that really have nothing to do with electing Democrats. Deb Cope and I worked very well as a team trying to put this together, trying to make it go forward. Unfortunately, this was something that both she and I agreed on, that we couldn't go forward with what happened with the treasurer.